Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Well, we keep up to date with the latest company results, and this time taking a look at Amplats, Anglo American Platinum, who reported their earnings today, and a sharp fall in profits that we do see of around 18%. Bear in mind that this does come on the back of the fact that there have been challenges in terms of the pricing of PGM metals, that's platinum group metals, and of course seeing an increase in their productivity there of at least 5% for refined PGM. Now, this might sound very technical to all of us, right? When you think platinum, what comes to mind? Hopefully catalytic converters in your vehicle, and of course the likes of palladium. But someone who knows all about this and will unpack the numbers for us is the CEO of Anglo American Platinum, Craig Miller. Such a pleasure to speak to you, sir, and thank you for your time this evening.
And good evening, and thanks very much for having me.
Excited to touch base with you. And I must say, Craig, as we do take a look at your numbers for the last financial year, it does really show that there has been, right-sizing that's taken place at the business, really trying to recorrect and restructure it as you plan for the demerger from the Anglo-American stable. Talk us through some of the significant changes that you've made.
Yeah, thanks very much. Certainly, as you pointed out, the baskets of platinum group metals that we mine, the price has declined 24% year on year. And we saw this price decline taking place in the second half of 2023. And it was on that basis that we really did need to set the business up to be sustainable into the future. And therefore, we set ourselves an ambition of reducing our costs as well as our capital by 10 billion rand. Mm-hmm. And we've, at this first half, as we've been able to report, we've made significant progress in that regard, realizing about 4.7 billion rand saving for the first half. And given the momentum that we've seen, we're quite confident around the delivery of the full 10 billion rand. But that really is important for us to be able to ensure that we are a sustainable company going forward, even, with the demerger between ourselves and Anglo American now starting to take place. But it's important that we set ourselves up for that sustainable future, and this productivity and efficiency drive that we have is critically important, and I'm pleased with the progress that we've been making.
Let's talk about that progress. I understand 2025 is when you're expecting the demerger to be finalized. What does the following steps in the next few months actively entail? And maybe talk us through how employees particularly will be impacted.
Yeah, so I think, from our perspective, employees will be relatively unaffected by the demerger process. The vast majority of our employees are located out at our assets. There are about 18,500 employees based at our four operations, as well as our smelting operations and refining operations. So they'll be relatively unaffected by the demerger. From a day-to-day activity perspective. But importantly for us, as we embark upon the demerger, what that means is that we will be a standalone, independent platinum group metals producer, a leader in this particular industry. And what it does enable us to do is, as part of the demerger, the value that we're able to create from our assets will be able to generate returns, which will then be able to continue to invest back into the business, either in the form of new projects, new operations, or being able to return and make returns back to shareholders, our community, who are shareholders of us today, and then also our employees, who are also shareholders of the company today. So in terms of going forward, I think we're really excited about the opportunities that it presents for ourselves, and then the value that we'll be able to create as a result of that, and therefore benefiting so many people in South Africa, and then also more broadly globally, as we work through that demerger process.
And let's talk about, sustainability of mining operations. And you referenced this just a moment ago in ensuring that the company is future fit. You've been in the mining industry for well over two decades, worked within various geographies as well as jurisdictions. And I'm keen to understand from your perspective, Mr. Miller, as we participate in this new transition or evolution of platinum mining, what does it look like in the future? Because there's so many aspects to contend with, such as sustainability, ESG, and of course, I guess, a heightened focus on the demand for platinum, given its uses.
Yes, I think there's a couple of aspects to that. First of all, PGMs play today a very important role in reducing harmful emissions. And taking into the future, PGMs, we think, have a really significant role to play in creating a greener, more sustainable world. And that's particularly focused around hydrogen and the generation of green hydrogen, and then also potentially how we can use then that green hydrogen in mobility, so in cars in the future, which will be then powered by fuel cells, and fuel cells have PGMs contained in there, very significant platinum and iridium. And so that opportunity in that greener world is certainly very exciting for us as a company. But importantly, if we just like take a step back, so not only it's the opportunity around where PGMs can be used in that greener world, but importantly, how we mine PGMs, they do need to be sustainable. So first of all, we've embarked upon a program of ensuring that we've been able to reduce our carbon emissions by 30% by the end of this decade. We recently entered into an agreement with Envusa Energy, which will allow us to purchase around about 35% of our energy requirements will be from renewable energy, so therefore making the metals that we produce greener. But importantly, it's not just around the production of metals that needs to be green, but it's really the benefit of our host communities that need to benefit from our operations. So we're very focused around local economic development and procurement from our host communities and host community suppliers. And so it's a real broad ecosystem around how we think through sustainability as a business. And I think that's incredibly important because ultimately our host governments and our customers want to ensure that the way that we extract minerals and the PGMs that we mine is on a sustainable basis, which isn't harmful to the environment, and really tries to create economic benefits for everybody that surrounds our operation.
Definitely. As you say, for everybody that surrounds your operations, and this is critical because Amplats is a global platinum institution and house, really. But I'm keen to understand, in terms of the South African environment, what are we witnessing in terms of the uniqueness of the mining opportunities that still exist on the local front?
I think certainly South Africa is endowed with fantastic minerals, both minerals that that we mine, but other bulk commodities, etc. And I do think that we have these fantastic opportunities which we'd be able to leverage into the future, just given the demand that we have worldwide and for so many of the metals that we have in South Africa. And I'm confident that we'll be able to continue as a leading producer of metals globally. It could be able to mine those sustainably and create jobs and create economic growth in the economy, which I think is really required in order for us to ensure that so many people benefit from the economic opportunities that we have as a country.
100%. Shareholders are also happy. A beautiful dividend that's been declared, equivalent to 40% of the headline earnings, in line with the capital allocation framework, as you mentioned in your statement. So I guess a good day all around there. But I do want to leave us on a positive note, especially for a lot of South Africans who have a vested interest in observing your business operations, its growth and its transition. Next time we talk about PGMs and comment on the pricing, and not just the pricing, but also its uses, I'm keen to ask you a twofold question here. Number one, your outlook on the price. I know you don't speculate, but naturally you need to move within margins that make sense for your business. What your view is on that price. And more importantly, I guess, for anyone who's listening, how best should they keep in mind the role and function that PGM metals play within their day-to-day lives?
Yeah, so as you pointed out, if I speculated on the price, not only would I be in a lot of trouble, but I'd potentially be... not necessarily in this role, but
sure. Drinking. I tried, Mr. Miller. I tried, but go ahead.
but certainly, just from our perspective, we do see tightness in the PGM sector, just given the fact that supply is relatively subdued, but demand for PGMs is starting to increase on the back of lower battery electric vehicle sales, which don't contain any PGMs. And those have really stalled in the first half of the year. And while ICE vehicles or internal combustion engine vehicles and hybrid vehicles, which contain both a catalytic converter and a battery, that continues to gain market share. So the demand for PGMs, we feel, is robust. And that should translate at some point into higher prices. But in terms of the last part of your question, in terms of how people think through PGMs, two-thirds of PGMs today, or of demand, is actually in catalytic converters. Mm-hmm. So if you're driving home this evening, it's more than likely, in fact, I'm almost certain to guarantee it, that you have PGMs in your exhaust system. And the benefits of that is to reduce some of the harmful emissions that come from the engine. And therefore, we've been able to make the air cleaner as a result of the utilization of PGM. So they play an important, a really critical role today in terms of helping support the environment. And as I said a little bit earlier, the whole energy transition and the opportunity around a greener future, PGMs will continue to play an important role in that particular space.
100%. Thank you so much for your time this evening, Mr. Milan, simplifying what often seems like a complex matter to us as ordinary South Africans in a manageable manner. Thank you so much for your time, sir.
Thank you, Gugu. Have a good evening.
You too. That's Craig Miller, the CEO of Amplats.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.